Noni is supposed to be the girl that every guy wants. We're selling fantasy here.
Everybody says I'm special because I have this voice. But I'm just saying what everybody else wants me to say.
No, wait! Shit. Hey, 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 look at me!
I see you. I see you. It's in the moments when
you're left all on your own. And it that night on the balcony, you were screaming, I see you. So, just what do you see?
Okay, here's the deal. The most fascinating thing about Beyond the Lights isn't the story or the characters, but rather how it turns Hollywood on its ear. On the surface, it's a basic love story about a pop diva who tries to commit suicide and ends up falling in love with the off-duty cop who saves her life. It's well acted and there's a decent amount of character development to make the story work and kept my interest. However, unlike most Hollywood movies, Beyond the Lights is all about the female protagonist and the guy is just there to look pretty and fall in love with. In this sense, while it works as a romance, it's also a fascinating look at modern feminist filmmaking that gets the point across without being aggressive or obnoxious. Beyond the Lights gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.